Hello everyone and welcome to the live stream. This is Vimo Live. I am Vimo. This live stream happens every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of September 2023, and we are live at exactly 8 p.m. In fact, I'm probably slightly early. So Wednesday is the day on which I don't take callers and I just read comments. So if you are here to talk to me on screen, please come back on Saturday. Or, you know, don't come back on Saturday. Stay and send your questions on chat. And on Saturday, you can come back for with you know, be on screen and all that. So before I begin, I'd just like to remind everyone that I am an independent content creator, and this show and other things that I do online are sponsored by people like you. So if you want to support my work, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member of this channel. You can also send super chats in the chat like many people do. You can also go to my website at www.vimo.in and click the support button there and make a contribution of any amount of your choice. There is also UPI, which sends the money directly to me. It's at vimo@upi, vimoh@upi. So having gotten that out of the way, let's look at the comments. There are already a bunch of people here. Hello, everyone. I'm cold. I have shaved my head, so I'm wearing this. It's actually quite sweaty also, so I'll take this apart for some time. The audio is also muffled because of it. I know I don't have to worry about audio right now, but I'm wearing this because whenever I turn the AC on, I'm afraid I'll get a head cold or something. So I'm just wearing this. Chocolate Broccoli says, Vimo sometimes do live reactions on these channels like Muslim Skeptic, Amog, Leela Prabhu, etc. Debunk all of them, do it on Twitch. Yes, that is the plan. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten around to doing it. Also, is that a bald cat in your display picture? And is that a joke about me? Anyway, yeah, live streams, live reactions are part of the plan. They're going to happen on Twitch, not YouTube. By the way, we recently, like Meghnad has been doing live streams where he reacts to certain things happening in Parliament. And he got a copyright strike from Prasar Bharati of all people, which is quite disingenuous. Like, Prasar Bharati is publicly funded. Meghnad is not monetizing the live streams. Often, I don't know if he's not monetizing any of them, but for the most part, he's not monetizing his streams. And even when he is not monetizing his streams, he is getting copyright strikes, which is weird. And also, who's getting hurt by an individual citizen commenting on the happenings in the parliament? The purpose of parliamentary proceedings being telecast on television is to keep the public informed. Not to make profit for Prasar Bharati, right? It's a government organization. So this is happening. It's Prasar Bharati has been sending copyright notices to a lot of people. The exact opposite of this is being done by the Congress, by the way. If you go to Rahul Gandhi's vlog, his YouTube channel, or to the Indian National Congress ka channel, you'll find that they have a Creative Commons license at the bottom of it, which means take it. Take it, use it, react to it, we don't care. Like, there's a slight discrepancy between the video description and the copyright notice, the Creative Commons copyright notice. But on the whole, it is Creative Commons, which means you can take Congress ka content and put it out. They understand how the internet works. And the BJP also used to understand how the internet works. But paranoia ki wajah se ye sab karna pad raha hai aur kya. Election mein kuch din baki hain. Unko pata lag raha hai sab log unse chide hue hain. So they're having to curtail the reach of YouTube channels which are commenting on their actions. It's not going to work. People are going to find a way. Raj Vaibhav, thank you for being a member. Raj Vaibhav says, I believe that India is yet as an unaccomplished democracy as it fails in protecting atheists, just like it deliberately does with minorities. Can we be considered as minorities? Atheists are definitely a minority in India, but they're not a persecuted minority to the extent that Dalit, Bahujans, Adivasis and Muslims are. There's a lot of overlap between the categories. I also understand that. Like a person can be an ex-Muslim atheist or someone from a DBA background who's also an atheist. There's overlap. But atheists as a category are not necessarily persecuted. They're kind of like anywhere else on earth, they're looked at with a bit of suspicion. And life is definitely harder for ex-Muslim atheists than it is for ex-Hindu atheists. And to say nothing about ridiculous categories like Hindu atheist, which is just bizarre to me. Surya says, I was explaining to my parents that atheism is a lack of belief in gods because there is no evidence for said God. Then they asked me, why don't you go find evidence for God? Any response to this? Ask them where. Right? First of all, why would you? And secondly, where? Like, is there a definition of God? Like, can they tell you, okay, I believe in this thing. That is where that thing is. If they gave you a definition, you can go and look there. Like, God is sitting on that mountain. You go to the mountain and you check. If there is no definition of God, then how can evidence be found? I think people who are theists, but who accept that there can be no evidence of God, are more honest than people who say that science will one day find evidence of God. How do you know it will find it? How do you know it will? How do you know it's always going to be? How do you know it is not always going to be a question mark? Ashish says, Surya, the burden of proof falls on the one making a claim. This is a common strategy used by theists to shift the burden of proof. Yeah. Moon Knight is asking how they can... Maroon Knight is saying how they can call me. That happens on Saturdays, not on Wednesdays. Jerin says, just watched Family Man season 2 and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a series where the villains are characters from states that don't vote BJP. No, Ray. I saw Family Man season 1 and they were kind of critical of the state in many ways in that series. I haven't seen the second season, so I cannot comment on it. But the series is more nuanced than simply BJP propaganda. Far too nuanced to be BJP propaganda. Raj says, ask an atheist anything, so we will not call it AMA, we will call it AAA. Ah! TTM, hello. Dragoon says, game recommendation, Disco Elysium, a heavily politically charged point-and-click RPG. Okay, I think I've heard of it. I have never actually seen it being played. I'll check it out. Glenn, hello. Bobby Sani says, what about your thoughts on BJP MP scolding a Muslim MP? I feel uneducated people in highest postings is worst thing to happen to India. Don't be so sure of that. It's not about education. We have seen hate speeches being given by really well-educated BJP members also. It's not about education. It is a sochi samji. We need to grow out of this idea that lack of education causes people to engage in bad politics. It doesn't. There are plenty of people who are far less educated than some highly educated BJP MPs. Whose politics is exactly right and completely in alliance with, completely in alignment with social justice issues. It's not about education. We need to stop doing this. We need to stop saying, ha ha, tu bhakt hai, tu bewakoof hai. It's not about intelligence. It's about intent. Bobby says, what is a dispute between India and Canada? I didn't understand. So there is a person called something Niger who was killed. Canada is saying that this person was killed by Government of India agents. Government of India is kind of sort of denying these charges. And more countries like USA, etc., the Five Eyes have gotten together to say that, yes, this is true. Something like this happened. And we told Government of India about it on the sidelines of G20 also, but they did not do anything about it. This is unprecedented because this is not the kind of reputation India has had so far. India does not get accused of carrying out, assassination operations in other countries, be they terrorists or other. Their reputation is that we cooperate with local legal authorities. And for a party which makes a huge hue and cry about, Vishwaguru, पूरे देश पूरी दुनिया के प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करते हैं वगैरह वगैरह, फॉर समथिंग लाइक दिस टू हैपन इमीडिएटली आफ्टर G20 इज अ ह्यूज एम्बैरेसमेंट. आई डोंट नो इनफ टू से वेदर इट्स अ like I am definitely not going to be the person who says that America should tell us not to kill people in other countries. It's the country which does that the most, right? But on a foreign policy level, this is a disaster. This is something that could have been avoided. And our Godi media anchors who have forgotten how to do journalism, saying on television ki hum log nuke kar denge Canada ko, it's not helping at all. Le Hero Human says, what is wrong with BJP? Oh, wow. In the year 2023, I have to answer the question from people about what is wrong with the BJP. If you go back and read any newspaper, you'll find about the bad policies, the human rights violations, the mistreatment of political dissidents, the mistreatment of students and scholars, human rights violation, communalism, hate speeches being given by the political party. I hope all that should suffice. I hope all that is enough to convince you that there is something wrong with this party. Bobby says, can I give spoiler of Jujutsu Kaisen if you follow? No, I have not seen it. And please do not give spoilers for any show here. You don't know who else has not watched it. Anonymous says, Bimo, subjectivity exists at the level of meaning. I have no idea what you mean by that. Please come on Saturday and we will talk about it. A generic statement like that cannot, like, I don't know what you mean by it, right? Subjectivity exists at the level of meaning. Sure, maybe. Or maybe you have the definitions of these words completely backwards. Jaren says, Bobby, we killed a Canadian Sikh activist and Canada got mad because it was on their soil. So it's like you adopted a puppy and the old owner came inside your house and punched it. No, I think it's more nuanced than that. But yeah, but generally speaking, if someone knows nothing about the issue, you can give them that answer. Stanley says, your Hindi sounds so good, Vimo. Thank you, Stanley. Much appreciated. Dragoon says, I recommend you to see OP India, where Ashish Dhar, one of the far-right Hindu nationalists, has no qualms in admitting that caste is based on birth and Hindus should own it. Yeah. At least that jackass is being honest. Caste is based on birth. The Bhagavad Gita says so. Multiple sources say so. It is only people who are in denial about the evils of their religion who come and say, no, it's about karma, etc. The Shankaracharya has gone on the record to say that caste is based on birth. Nahin, in logo zyada pata hai. Sanitize karenge. There is a version of Hinduism that is designed specifically for white people, and this is that. Dragoon says, he goes on to claim how Indian subcontinent was the most prosperous when birth-based caste is the most prevalent. Well, I guess prosperous ka definition bahut kuch ho sakta hai. If he meant by that his ancestors were really rich because they were sucking the blood out of other people, then he's right. That was prosperity for them. For everyone else, not so much. Anonymous says, Vimo, subjectivity exists at the level of meaning. Philosophers and scientists like Immanuel Kant, Leibniz, Immanuel Kant, Albert Einstein, you want to say Immanuel Kant again, etc., say subjectivity also exists at the level of the fact. Anonymous, come on Saturday, we will talk about it. You can explain to me what you mean by this and I can get some clarifications, I hope. Barnali says, Vimo looking like garibo ka Santa. Itta garibo ki baal chale gaye. Raj Vaibhav says, agnosticism, I believe, is just a soft take on religion under a blanket. Thoughts, please. Raj Vaibhav, you'll like a video on my main channel called Agnosticism. Just search for agnosticism and you'll find it. In it, I posit that a lot of theists try to get on higher ground by pretending to be agnostics. When they actually believe that God exists, they say, agnostic theism is a thing. So I suppose that might justify their behavior, but I'm not a huge fan of agnosticism when all it does is, who knows? AS says, hey Vimo, are you Odia? If yes, so I'm happy to see a vocal Odia atheist. Yes, AS, I'm Odia. Thank you. Manmeet says, hey Vimo, could you please tell some writing tips to a person who is new to the world of writing, like writing articles on various social issues, mainly women, gender, caste? I don't know, man. I'm terrible at giving writing advice. There are people who write and understand how they write. I'm not one of them. So the only advice I can give you is you should write the way you write and not ask other people how to write. If you are having trouble with style and structure, there are courses that you can do. I believe Amit Verma, the podcaster behind The Seen and the Unseen, has a writing course that you can join. My personal style is not a style at all. It's just wild. People ask me, how do you write? I say, I sit down with a piece of paper and pen, or I sit down with my keyboard and I just write. There is literally no other advice I can give people. I don't know how I write. Sudarshan says, is Ramayana and Mahabharata history or mythology stories? Your thoughts? I think they're mythological stories, which may have had some basis in reality, like every mythological story. Every mythological story is based in a real place, more or less, and has some mentions of other real places and real people. And over a long, long period of time, these things get convoluted and fantasy gets added on top of it, and they become what they become. But that's pretty much it. Bernali says, Vimu, what is the connection of common ground between feminism and atheism? Ah, yes, Bernali, you asked this in the comments the other day. So, it's a fairly generic question, because no matter what two things you add to that gap, like you say feminism and, capitalism, you say capitalism and atheism, something or some connection can be made. So the answer I'm going to give you is just one possible answer out of many. Other people may give you something differently. Common ground between feminism and atheism is that every religion that we know of was made by men for men and has patriarchy as its foundation. So thinking of women as secondary or harboring terrible ideas about women is quite common to religions. So the common ground between feminism and atheism, I believe, should be anti-patriarchy, because a lot of ideas that we often find discussing as atheists are also ideas that have to do with patriarchy, right? So that is the bridge, I think. Sudarshan says, many say there is evidence like Ram Setu and Krishna's palace under the sea. So there is something under the sea. We don't know if it is Krishna's palace. It is just being called Krishna's palace. There is a land bridge between the landmasses known as Sri Lanka and the Indian landmass today. And there is good reason to think that it is a natural occurrence. Nobody says that it was man-made. In fact, NASA actually came out. I'll show you something. People make this Ram Setu point so often that I actually kind of bookmarked a thing where Hindustan Times mein article aaya tha. Wait, let me just share it with you. Present, share screen. Here it is. Photos, no proof of Ram Setu, says NASA. This came out in Hindustan Times sometime in 2007. So ye abhi ka bhi nahi hai. To ye nahi bol sakte ki sab BJP se nafrat karne wale ye sab kar rahe hain. US Space Agency NASA says pictures taken. Hold on. Here it is. US Space Agency NASA says pictures taken by its astronauts do not prove the existence or otherwise of a man-made Ram Setu bridge as mentioned in the Hindu epic Ramayana. I am not aware of any carbon dating either, said NASA spokesperson Michael Broukas, refuting claims by the Bharatiya Janata Party that the agency had the Adams Bridge in Park Strait known as Ram Setu in India carbon dated as being 1.7 million years old. Some people have taken pictures by our astronauts to make their claim. No position can be taken on the basis of these photographs in any way, Broukas said when asked to comment on the controversy surrounding the site. And then there is a whole article about how NASA has taken pictures of the thing that is known as Ram Setu, but there is no reason to think it has anything to do with the claims being made by the Hindu right wing about it being the Ram Setu from Ramayana. So there. Let me just... Thank you, Joseph Stephen, for 500 rupee super chat. They ask, what is your view on veganism? My view on veganism is that everyone should move towards a more plant-based diet because it's a healthy choice, not only for individuals, but for the environment as well. But in India, topics like veganism get inextricably linked with Brahmanism, where upper caste people victimize people who consume meat. We have had cases of tribals being prevented from having access to nutrition. We have had cases of Muslims being attacked for the suspicion of having meat in their refrigerators. So I do recommend that people move towards a more plant-based diet. I myself am not a vegan. I have stopped consuming meat, but I still consume milk and eggs. So that is my position. I don't talk about veganism because I don't want to add to the Hindutva narrative and the general narrative also that people who consume meat are evil people. I don't think so. Many people don't have a choice. If someone is living in a coastal region, they have to rely on fish and other meats for their nutritional needs. So I will not say that everyone should become a vegan, but I will say that everyone who can move towards a more plant-based diet should move towards a more plant-based diet. That is my position on it. Manav says, my mind says atheism, but my heart says Har Har Mahadev minus all the Brahmanic BS. What to do? It does not occur to you that Har Har Mahadev might be part of the problem. It does not occur to you that, you know, if your mind says atheism and your heart says Har Har Mahadev, you have to ask what need of your heart is being fulfilled by the Har Har Mahadev. Because if it's imagination needs, if it's the need for community or group or fantasy, then you can fulfill those needs in other places. You don't need to have something that you yourself recognize is problematic. Maithili says, hi Vimo, I'm a neo-Buddhist and I agree with your opinions about atheism. Although I don't want to call myself an atheist because I don't consider Buddha a god. Can I be a neo-Buddhist and an atheist? Maithili, why are you looking for permission from me of all people? You decide what you want to do in life and then find ways to live with it. You can be whatever you want to be, including religious, by the way. I don't tell people don't be religious. My only problem is when religion spills out of its area and goes into policy making, education, science, medicine, and everything. If your religion is giving you some kind of compassionate ground to stand on, or it is giving you self-respect, or it is giving you solace in these destructive times, then you have every right to follow it. And I, of all people, will not stop you. I know there are atheists who do, but I don't. You don't need my approval or anyone's approval. Be you, don't hurt anyone, live a good life. Self-improvement says, a guy near my house bought the laddu, which is the hand of Ganesh, for 18,000. They are a middle-class family. What is the point of these things, bro? I don't know, man. You should ask them. Matlab, parivar mein aur koi cheez nahi thi, jiski zarurat thi. Bacche ke liye bacha lete, bacho ki ek holiday sponsor ho jati, kisi museum ka trip kar lete, Greece wagera mein jaake. Kitna kuch ho sakta tha. India mein bhi bahut sari cheeze kar sakte the. Tour maar lete pure desh ka. Batman Begins says, Vimo, you're looking like my replica. You look cool in this. Thanks, man. I know I look cool with a shaved head. I think I want to keep my head shaved. But there are certain members in my family who are opposed to it. So we shall see. We shall see. Surya says, I think you should discuss electoral reform someday on your channel, collaborating with Meghnad. Huh. Meghnad, in fact, has a live stream today at 9 p.m. Right after this live stream ends, go to Meghnad's channel. He's, I believe, going to talk about the big government versus small government. Joseph says, thank you. Loved your view. Thank you, Joseph. Kingcock TV says, Vimo, what do you think about transgender Hindus? I think they're transgender and they're Hindus. Is mein sochne ka kya hai? Some people have more than one, identity based on whatever is valuable to them. There is a super chat from Barnali. Barnali, thank you for the super sticker of 100 rupees. Thank you. Much appreciated. Which standpoint is more rational, agnostic atheism or gnostic atheism? I think as an agnostic atheist, I think it is agnostic atheism is more rational because you are not making any claim that you cannot justify. First part of it is agnostic, which is I don't know. Second part is atheist, I don't believe. Gnostic atheism has something of a burden of proof because they're saying, I know that there is no God. So how do you know that there is no God? You can't know that there is no God. So the agnostic atheist does not have the burden of proof. The Gnostic atheist does have the burden of proof. JJ says, your view on veganism is very logical and very reasonable. Thank you, JJ, for thinking so. There are many who don't agree, but I have stuck to this for at least a few years now, and I think I'm happy with it. Vaibhav says, in the new look, you have started resembling Matt Dillahunty from Atheist Experience Talk Show. Are har ganja ek nahi hota re. Vaise, that's flattering. I have great respect for Matt, and any comparison, even if it is surface level, is most welcome. Rajesh says, Annie Besant became atheist to theosophical beliefs. How theosophical beliefs differ from traditional religions, atheism? I have forgotten what theosophical beliefs are. I know I remember reading them about in school time history books, but I've forgotten what they are. Daily and Daily says, what is your views on dating ideology? Everything is not an ideology. And what is dating ideology? What do you mean by dating ideology? Dating simply means people going out to spend time with each other to maybe decide on whether they want to engage in a romantic relationship or not. Is my ideology kahan se aaya? Stop using the word ideology willy-nilly on everything. Raj Vaibhav says, which books did you go for when you started learning about atheism? I had one of the first ones I read, obviously, was The God Delusion. I didn't like it much. It was not the book that changed my mind. I read Sapiens by Yuval Harari. That was one that solved a lot of problems for me. I also read Mortality by Christopher Hitchens and Letters to a Christian Nation by Sam Harris. The usual stuff, you know. Asha says, Vimo, what makes you think patriarchy is not biological or evolutionary? Can there be things which come out of evolution and yet can be bad? Yeah, absolutely. Every quality that evolution gives us is an advantage, but also a disadvantage. Like if a polar bear grows thick hair to fight the cold where he lives, the polar bear is also becoming more incapable of surviving in the heat. So every adaptation that we get is a disadvantage in some other environment. The adaptations are not universal. They are they're designed to fulfill our needs in a certain environment, right? And patriarchy is a social construct. It is not biological at all. There are many biological species, including species which are quite close to us genetically, like bonobos, which are matriarchal, where the females in the herd hold more power than the males do. So no, patriarchy is not biological. The Batman Begins says, yeah, it's an issue with me and my family about shaved head. Now they're used to it. Yeah, I think I'm also going to have to get them used to it. I'm going to shave my head more frequently, man. It's a great feeling. I love it. In fact, this is better. If you are like I was beginning to bald, right? Like this part, I had lost my hair completely. So if I have a lot of hair and that part remains bald, it just looks hideous. So I don't want to do that. I would rather shave my head than, you know, be on the journey to losing more and more of my hair and then it becoming visible over time. Arun ne likha hai, bhai mera pehla comment dekh lo. Arun, comment ko dobara paste kar do bhai, agar itna important ho. Koi bhi comment 4-5 baar paste mat karo. But if I missed a single comment by you, just paste it again. Abhi main kahan upar jaunga, phir se dhoondunga 50-60 comment mein se tumhara pichla comment. Keep head shaved and grow a beard. Yeah, so the beard is not an option. Like, I shaved today, right? If I keep my head shaved, the hair grows back and the beard grows back, and then it looks like I'm wearing a sweater on my face. So I'm going to shave my beard for the time being and have very little hair. But the beard, I will think about. I am not sure I want to have that whole... What's his name? Chandkal look. I don't want it. Exactly on Twitch. I am enjoying hitting your bald head with this hammer tool on Twitch. I have enabled the hammer tool. I didn't even know that. So if anyone wants to hit my head with a hammer, they can go on Twitch and do it, apparently. Maithili says, right, I am not asking for permission, just looking for different opinions so I could come to a decision on how I want to identify myself. Most people I know get spooked with such questions, so I asked you. Again, you don't need to ask me. There is a state of being which will make you happy and give you comfort. Just go with that. As long as you're not hurting anyone, there is no right or wrong answer to this. Do whatever makes you happy and does not hurt anyone else. Joe says, hey, what do you think about delimitation? Will there be a good way to go about it? Please ask Meghnad about this. He has a live stream today. If you go to his live stream after 9, he will be happy to answer your questions, I think. King Cog says, Dude, you're actually pretty funny, not going to lie. Been following you on Instagram for a long time, actually. Par YouTube pe pehli baar aaya. LOL, also Vimo Tet, please don't. Ye Tet giri mat karo yahan pe. And thank you for saying I'm funny. Kingcock says, I have a few questions, the ones I could not ask via Instagram. Feel free to ask them. Samip says, is there any book that changed your perspective on things? I always feel like I need to figure something out. I don't know what. You don't know what you want to change. That's troublesome. Like if you think there is some change needed, then maybe you should first get clarity on what it is that is bothering you that you think needs to be changed. Just feeling that something needs to change is probably just you needing a holiday. So do that maybe. Get your head out of whatever rut it is in and then maybe you'll have more clarity. And I don't know what you mean by a book that changed your perspective on things. Every book I read changes my perspective on things. Manmeet says, hey Vimo, do you think that live-in relationships are degrading the value of marriage in modern India? No. Why would they? We have this bloated idea about what marriage is and no one is able to explain to me what is so great about marriage. I'm not married, by the way. I know people who have decided to spend their life without marriage. They're extremely happy. I know people who are married and are happy. I know people who are married and are extremely unhappy. I know people who have been married 3 times because it never seems to work for them and still they're convinced that the next one will work. There is no clear answer to this. Jisko marriage karna hai, karo. Jisko nahi karna hai, mat karo. Don't say that just because marriage is something we have heard about our whole life as being this great standard everyone needs to correspond to, everyone needs to. The only good thing about marriage is that it gives people property rights, which is difficult to get if you're not married. Also, although I hope that that is remedied in the days to come. People who are living together with each other as a couple for a number of years should have property rights over each other's property. The same way that married people do. Surya says, my parents the other day said, you are always critical of Jaggi. Is there anything you like about him? How would you tackle this? Sure, I like his marketing skills. He's very good at marketing. So if anyone wants to learn marketing from him, go ahead. He's an excellent case study. Personal branding, marketing, without nothing to anything to offer. Just making yourself look as if you are a very, very, very valuable individual. He's very good at it while being completely effing useless. Joy Boy says, what do you think about people who use words like evolutionism and scientism? I can't pinpoint the word for them. Help me out. I think the word you're looking for is idiotism. Evolutionism isn't a thing. Darwinism is only a thing if you think that all of evolution by natural selection is based on Darwin's works, which is not true. Darwin started the thing and now evolution by natural selection is bolstered up by a lot of other streams of evidence. So people who use Darwinism are simply trying to do one thing, which is they want to turn it into a camp of people who believe in Darwin. They're religious, they believe in something, and they cannot process the reality that other people might not be having an analogous way of being. So they try to turn everything into a religion. Evolution is people who believe in evolution. Darwinism is the people who believe in Darwin, the same way that they believe in a god or gods or gurus. It's stupid. It's not even as if all the people who say these things don't understand this. It's a deceptive way of dealing with the debate. Rajesh says, Vimo, why some people argue that science is myth and they believe in what Babas say or God Puja? How do I answer to them? Ask them, try to make the conversation about a specific claim. When someone says science is myth, ask them what they mean by it. Are they saying that the technology using which we are talking to each other right now does not exist? Then what are we using? Science has tangible, visible, demonstrable results. If their Baba can make a specific prediction about a point of time in the future and say exactly what is going to happen, we will have to ask what their method was. But they will never tell you a method because they are deceiving people. Science ko prove karne ki zarurat nahi hai. People who told you this are wearing clothes that are the result of science. They're using technology that is the result of science. Just point at it. Says, science ka result tumhare haath mein rakha hua hai. Mujhe apne religion ka result dikhao. Raj says, hi Vimo, lately I have given up on religion, but after that I feel today something very big is out of my life. I feel a void. Is there anything I can replace this huge void today with? Sure, Raj, depending on whatever hobbies you are engaged in, you can probably find something. This happens to a lot of religious people, and sometimes people even go back to the religion that they left behind because religion was such a huge part of their life that if you, in one go, if you take it all out, there is going to be a huge void that you're going to have some trouble filling up. So if you, it depends on what gap in your life was created by the lack of religion and what can fulfill it. If you have hobbies like cinema, art, etc., please go by all means, spend a couple of months watching films, reading books, etc. And maybe at the end of it, you'll find something. Fuad says, have you at any point of time in life, any point in life, felt drawn towards theism during times of desperation or hardship in life, sort of looking towards God as a form of hope? I used to be a theist, man. I used to believe in God. I used to be spiritual. I used to be all of those things. So yeah, I have, but I grew out of it. Kunal says, how do you enjoy cultural events while keeping religion at bay? I love eating snacks and all the food prepared in Ganpati and Diwali. You tell yourself that it is all imaginary. It is a set of rituals created by human beings to spend quality time with each other and enjoy each other's company and have fun and be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that. The fact that people gather around imaginary beings in order to celebrate each other is normal. Comic-Con does that also. People dress up as Batman and go and have fun. That doesn't mean you have to think that Batman is real. So that is the frame of mind and I am in during festivals. These are cultural practices that have evolved over a long period of time. People think these things are real because it helps them come together. That's it. Modi says, the government must give free ration to couples who never produce a child after marriage. Stanley says, Vimo, you posted this link on your Insta story of a video relating to separating art from artist. I couldn't see it then. I'm trying to find it now, but I'm not able to. Can you tell me its title? Hold on. Let me just find out which one it was and tell you the episode number. I had a conversation with Eman some time ago. And in that conversation, we mostly talked about this only. Wait, where is it? Episode 61. Go to the live stream. Scroll back, go to episode 61. It was a conversation with Eman. That thumbnail says, can we remove art from the artist? That's the one you're looking for. Itachi says, being an atheist, can we still appreciate philosophical aspects of religions? You can appreciate philosophy. Sure. Why not? You can appreciate philosophy. In fact, you should appreciate philosophy. You can look at religions and you can come to an understanding about why people think the way they do. Ayanav says, following the path of the airbenders. Was that about my head? Okay. People who challenged the status quo of the religion became God themselves. For example, Buddha, Basavanna, and their followers eventually became the same thing those men challenged. Thoughts. I agree. People have the tendency to gather around quote-unquote masters. And that is something that is part of human nature. We are tribal animals. We gather around ideas. So whenever a person becomes an idea, they become sort of kind of like a religion. Some people worship Kabir also, and he was just an atheist. Asha Kiran says, Vimo, why do you think feminism is necessary? If your answer is implementation of laws on ground level to protect females, should there be masculinism? No, because there is no need for masculinism. Feminism exists because there is a proven track record of men hurting women's interests. That's where feminism comes from. Saying that feminism hai to masculinism bhi hona chahiye is like saying agar Indian freedom movement hai to pro-British movement bhi hona chahiye. Uska zarurat nahi hai because the British were not being oppressed. They were the ones doing the oppression. Rajesh, thank you for the 20 rupees. Much appreciated, sir. Much appreciated. Raj Vaibhav says, is it rational to say I'm an atheist but I let my kids explore religion? Won't it be wrong as there is a high chance of them being prone to being indoctrinated? There is actually a lower chance of them being indoctrinated if you expose them to all religions. There's a higher chance of them being indoctrinated if you expose them to only one religion and let them think that that is the one true method to live life. I am personally of the opinion that children should be exposed to religion, every religion, so that they come to understand from a young age that these are just ways of living, right? There is this method, there is the other method, then there is the third method, the fourth method, and the fifth method, which is none of these methods. It is atheism. If you give them the entire range of things, they will be less likely to think of religion as absolutely necessary. And that's a good thing. You are never going to be able to raise a child saying ki tu atheist rahega to dharm nahi manega. At some point of time, that child is going to go out in the world and meet people who are religious. And if that child goes out into the world during the rebellious teenager phase, you are fucked. Because then just to piss you off, that child will follow a religion. Surya says, would you identify as a feminist, Vimo? If not, why? I would prefer to call myself an ally because I get heebie-jeebies at the memory of all the men who called themselves feminist but turned out to be not feminist and turned out to be deeply problematic also. So I don't call myself a feminist because I know plenty of women who, the moment they hear of a male feminist, their suspicions go up, and I don't blame them. So I prefer to just call myself an ally. An ally is a useful word because it covers a lot of ground. It covers anti-caste activism, it covers feminism, it covers anti-capitalism. It covers a whole lot of ground. So I just call myself an ally. Zeus says, most religion speaks to have answers to everything. As an atheist, I had to learn not having answers to all the questions and since... Okay, religion says that it has answers to everything. As an atheist, you had to learn to live with not knowing everything. That's what he's saying. Okay. Webhub says, religion provides humans with a sense of community, a sense of belonging, specifically in moments of grief, which is missing from atheists. How to solve this? No, atheists also have a sense of community. There are atheist groups, and atheists can find a sense of community without religion. If they go to Comic-Con or join a football club or a baking club or a book club, community is not religion's bapoti. Community is a basic human thing. People have been gathering together since long before religion existed. Religion simply claims that it is the only thing which gives people community. Now, there may be people who only have a religious community, but that does not mean community cannot exist in other places, in other forms. Dr. Dawkins keeps saying that what he cares about truth when he debunks religious beliefs, but what he misses is people don't believe because they care about truth. It is because they find it useful. I don't think that is true of everyone. There may be people who follow religion because they think it is true. The trouble is we cannot put our finger exactly on why everyone believes because different people have different reasons for believing in what they believe in. Daily Undaily says, it made me realize I wasn't that skeptical. So can you give me some tips to become more rational and skeptical? What am I missing? Is there a previous comment that I missed? Because this seems like a second half of a thing. Okay, I can't find it. I don't know what tips to give to become more rational and skeptical. Read books, watch science shows, watch debates on the atheist experience. That's the thing that helped me most. Maithili says, all right, fair enough. Thanks. Also, I would recommend rosemary oil for the bald spot if you don't want to work on hair growth. Either way, the shaved head looks cool too. Haha. Thank you. Thank you, Maithili. Daily says, by the way, I was talking about a video genre which talks about black pill ideology related to dating. I don't know what black pill ideology is. Surya says, do you have the Riddles of Hinduism book? Yes, I do. Nazneen says, why is everyone so worried about Vimo's head? It's his head. Worry about your own head. Thank you, Nazneen, for saying that. It's okay. Be Active, Be Happy says, I had a dream where I asked you, how is your English so sophisticated? And you said that this is against gay people as they have a specific way of talking and it's offensive to gay people's sexuality. I had a dream where Mukesh Khanna was strangulating me. Sumit says, what are your views on NRIs being more conservative than Indians living in India? Somehow I have observed my friends and people around me become more conservative, more religious after moving to USA. Yeah, that tends to happen. When you're surrounded by a culture and then you move away from that culture and you feel the loss of that culture, you try to rebuild it and you become even more devout. This happened to me also. Like, I have not been abroad, but I lived in my home state of Odisha where I was surrounded by Hindu rituals. When I moved to Mumbai, even though I never really participated in the rituals to a great degree, I started missing it. And that caused me to look up books about Hinduism and become more interested in religion. So it happens. It's a very basic level of withdrawal symptom. Raj says, is it rational to say I'm an atheist? Okay, already asked that. Raj says, I read a magazine in my childhood once that changed my perspective of things, if you know what I mean. Life has never been the same. If you know what I mean. Okay, I get what you mean. Arun says, on Ghalib Kamal's channel, I saw atheist morality versus theist morality debate. In every this type of debate, theist comes with incest safe sex argument in which they think atheist failed morality. Yeah, there is this guy on my Instagram messages also who was saying, somebody asked, do you think people wearing miniskirts in public transport is immoral? I said, beta, tumhara kya ja raha hai, koi miniskirt pehne ya baniyan pehne usse. So he said ki, just because mera kuch nahi ja raha, wo sahi hai. Maine bola ki, to batao na, kya ja raha hai tumhara? Agar kuch nahi ja raha hai, to kya, what is the parameter on the basis of which you are saying this is wrong? And they say, to incest bhi sahi hai. Maine kaha, nahi, incest sahi nahi. Agar the children born out of incest are genetically compromised. If you are having sex with a sibling or a blood relative, directly related to you, you are risking the life of the baby that is going to be born as a result of it. So the parameter for morality is harm. If it is causing someone harm, it is bad. If it is not causing anyone harm, it is none of your ducking business. Go live your life. I think isme ek actually a deeper point hai. Religion convinces people that morality is something you need to protect. So, tumhare life mein 50 problem ho, wo problems ka karan capitalism ho, kharab politics ho, corruption ho, ghatiya communalism ho, wo sab chhod do. Uska miniskirt dekho jaake. It's a distraction to keep you engaged in the action of policing your fellow human being while other people are putting their hands into your pocket and taking your money away. It's the same shit. Someone else wearing a miniskirt is none of your ducking business. The fact that you think it is your business and that society ko kuch ho raha hai iski wajah se aur tumhe usko rokna chahiye is a way that your mind has been controlled by other people, in this case religion, to make sure that you don't pay attention to the faults of religion. Jab tak tum apne fellow human beings se ladte rahoge tab religion ko kaun challenge karega? Aur log hain itne seek usme phans bhi jate hain. Connecting artist says, people lead their lives according to what provides them solace in this uncertain world. It is more important to them. So people have their religious faith because of its usefulness, not because it is true. Kobia says, NRI ko watan ki yaad aati hai Swadesh movement mein, movie mein bata. Haan, aati hai. Par sab log Swadesh ki tarah wapas thodi aate. Bahut saare NRI jinka matlab aankhon se khoon ki aansu tapakte hain, dil mein dard hota hai, desh ke liye सुबह शाम मातृभूमि की यादों में तरसते रहते हैं पर आते नहीं है. क्यों? क्योंकि डॉलर ज्यादा वैल्यूएबल है. रोहित सेज, ब्रो हाउ टू एक्सप्लेन टू पीपल हु आर यू? व्हाट हु आर यू? लाइक हु एम आई और हु आर यू? आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड द क्वेश्चन. इफ यू गोइंग टू इंट्रोड्यूस समवन टू माय चैनल, से आई एम अ यूट्यूबर, आई डू लाइव स्ट्रीम्स वेयर आई टॉक टू पीपल, एंड इफ दे वांट यू कैन कम, दे कैन कम वॉच और ज्वाइन. That's it, I guess. Fuad says, what are your thoughts on this modern concept of masculinity being under threat and men must embrace masculinity when it is not toxic? Is there anything about masculinity that deserves appreciation? There are many masculinities. The problem is that people have started making one kind of masculinity the default definition of masculinity. There are fashion trends today that people will say, ye mardana fashion hai? No. A few centuries ago, I mean, in fact, about 2 centuries ago, there were men who wore long wigs and pink clothes and high-heeled shoes in England. Aajkal ke time pe us aadmi ko masculine nahi mana jayega. There is no such thing as masculinity, really. There are a bunch of definitions of it. Jisko jo comfortable lagta hai, wo kar sakta hai. Ye masculinity ko bachane ke jo baat karte na, the thread that connects all of them is anti-feminism. They have a problem with women asserting themselves. So they seek refuge by creating a parallel thing called masculinism. It is horseshit. There is no meaning there. It's complete fucking nonsense. Karthik says, love your new hairdo. It's not a hairdo, it's a no-do. Being doing this since the beginning of the year with a beard, of course. Oh, okay. Yeah, shaved heads are much better, man. Hair is overrated. This is the real masculinity. Ayanawa says, I believe the void of having no religion should be replaced by a more secular worldview, which comes from a purely philosophical stand. No theistic ritual, just free thinking. The problem with this is that religion is such a strong presence in society that you literally cannot live a life without being exposed to any theistic rituals. But yeah, it's a good ideal to have, go towards. Virendra Pamwar says, how to counter someone when this person says that many big scientists also believe in God, like ISRO chief's recent comment on advanced science and Vedas? How to counter someone when a person says, I have made a reel about this. It is on this channel. I think you can watch it. It's about ISRO. There are three shorts. Watch them, and they're about this only. And the main point is that we take scientists seriously when they do science. Just because a person is a scientist does not mean that everything that comes out of their mouth should be treated like science. That's a very Brahminical way of looking at things, where you categorize a person as a source of knowledge instead of a method. Science is based on methods. A scientist becomes a scientist when he uses the scientific method. Not just because they're a scientist, everything that they say is scientific. That's what we do with Brahmins. Nazdin says, I just read about BJP social media unit spreading hatred and misinformation on WhatsApp. How successful do you think an organized love campaign would counter the hate mongering? That's an interesting question. I think an organized love campaign is definitely something that should be pursued. And I think right now the Congress is kind of pursuing it with the narrative of Nafrat ke bazaar mein, Mohabbat ki dukaan, etc., etc. But there is a reason hate works, because we are helpless human beings. We are animal life forms, right? And one of the most important parts of our existence is threat perception. We survived because we were good at knowing what is bad for us. That's why when someone goes boo, you jump, even if it is not dangerous, but because that jump brings you to a position of being able to retaliate or run away. So the reason hate works, the reason fear mongering works, is because of that evolutionary instinct. Be Active, Be Happy says, why do people question keto diet and carnivore diet that has credible evidence, but eat whatever their family knows, which is a random chance event? So I think there is a channel called Rationable. You should go to them and ask them about keto diet. They were on the keto diet and they left. I don't know why. I'm not a dietitian or an expert in food matters anyway. So you should ask other people about it. Rationable is the channel. Rationable. Asha Kiran says, Vimo, why do you think feminism is necessary? If your answer is, already answered this. Connecting Artist says, in spite of disagreement with some of his ideas, I think Dr. Peterson contributes hugely when he helps people get a vision and meaning in life. This can't be ignored, I would say. What is your view? I don't think he contributes anything. He's a loose cannon who does far more harm than he does good. And his ideas are not even very deeply philosophical. They're derivative, and I believe his first book kind of made some waves because it was original. Since then, he has just put out garbage. There's not much there. Sorry. Raj Vaibhav, thank you for the 40 rupees. Appreciate it. VDG says, did you check Project Shivoham? No, I have not. I have not checked out Project Shivoham. Blue Panther is here. Blue Panther reminds everyone, don't forget to hit the like button, guys. Yes, please, everyone, hit the like button. Amit says, Kabir is in no way an atheist. He had a lot of modern ideas. However, he's not atheist. In fact, he's close to being a Vaishnavite. No, Kabir is not close to be a Vaishnavite. I don't know where you got that from. Kabir was equally critical of Maulvis and Brahmins. He was of the opinion that people who go to temples lose sight of what really matters, which is fellow human beings. And in that respect, I think he would be closer to an atheist than a Vaishnavite. Self-improvement says, my mom recently bought a 1 lakh rupee golden ring for my big brother because Baba told her that he had bad luck and this ring would bring him good luck. I was unsuccessful in stopping that. Apparently, the ring was not good luck for you. Also, a family that spends 1 lakh on a golden ring is probably not struggling for money, right? So, I don't know what bad times you're talking about. There are people who can most definitely not afford to spend a lakh on a ring, and they may be happier than you. So what bad luck the only lucky person is the guy who managed to get that money. So I don't know. I don't have much detail about this. So that's all I would say. Really like the ally concept. One solution for multiple solutions. I will also adopt it. Okay. So Bernali, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. What is your take on the statement often made by Red Pill Manosphere, men's rights groups to shut down feminists that the world is made by men? The world is described as being made by men, and it is described that way by men. There are entire forgotten histories that have to do with women's contributions to science. We recently saw a movie called Hidden Figures. It was about the contribution of women, about the contribution of black women, no less, to the American space program. Did we know about this? No, because all the credit was being given to white men. So that's just one example of it. People, there is enough resources available to boast, to completely destroy this idea that the world was made by men. And if the world was made by men, then let's just give credit for the two world wars to men. Right? Because aisa nahi ho sakta ki tumko pure duniya ka credit chahiye, par duniya mein jo buri cheeze hui wo sab tum uska tum credit nahi lena chahte. There is a very nice article called We Have Always Fought. It is about fighter women, about how in every age there have been women who have gone to war, right from the Vikings to recorded history. Just search for We Have Always Fought. It's by an author. Her name starts with a K. I'm forgetting. Wait, let me just show you. Cameron Hurley. Yes, Cameron Hurley is the writer of that article. It's on aidenmoher.com. In fact, I can show it to you on screen. Hold on. Let me just present share screen. Do you see it? No, you don't see it. Here you go. We have always fought, challenging the women, cattle, and slaves narrative. Maybe I can read it out to you, at least a little bit of it. I'm going to tell you a story about llamas. It will be like every other story you have heard about llamas, how they are covered in fine scales, how they eat the young if not raised properly, and how at the end of their lives they hurl themselves, lemming-like, over cliffs to drown in the surging sea. They are, at heart, sea creatures, birthed by the sea, married to it like the fishing people who make their livelihood there. Every story you hear about llamas is the same. You see it in books, the poor doomed baby llama getting chomped up by its intemperate parent. On television, the massive tide of scaly llamas falling in great majestic herds into the sea below. In the movies, badass llamas smoking cigars and painting their scales in jungle camouflage. Because you have seen the story so many times, because you already know the nature and history of llamas, it sometimes shocks you, of course, to see a llama outside of these media spaces. The llamas you see don't have scales, so you doubt what you see, and you joke with your friends about those scaly llamas. And they laugh and say, yes, llamas surely are scaly, and you forget your actual experience. What you remember is the llamas you saw who had mange, who sort of looked scaly, and after a while, that one llama who was sort of aggressive towards the baby llama, like maybe it was going to eat it. So you forget that llamas don't, forget the llamas that don't fit the narrative you saw in films, books, television. You only, the ones you heard about in stories, and you remember the ones that exhibited the behavior the stories talked about. Suddenly, all the llamas you remember fit the narrative you see and hear every day from those around you. You make jokes about it with your friends. You feel like you've won something. You're not crazy. You just think like everyone else. You think just like everyone else. And then came a day when you start writing about your own llamas. Unsurprisingly, you did not choose to write about the slow, soft, downy, non-cannibalistic ones you actually met, because you knew no one would find those realistic. You plucked out the llamas from the stories. You created cannibal llamas with a death wish, their scales matted in paint. It's easier to tell the same stories everyone else does. There's no particular shame in it. It's just that it's lazy, which is just about the worst possible thing a speculative fiction writer can be. Oh, and it's not true. As someone with more than a passing knowledge of history, all the things that came before me, I'm passionately interested in truth. Truth is something that happens whether or not we see it, or believe it, or write about it. Truth just is. We can call it something else or pretend it did not happen, but its repercussions live with us whether we choose to remember or acknowledge it or not. When I sat down with one of my senior professors in Durban, South Africa, to talk about my master's thesis, he asked me why I wanted to write about women resistance fighters. Because women make up 20% of the ANC's militant wing, I gushed, 20%. When I found out that I could not believe it, and you know, women have never been part of fighting forces. He interrupted me. Women have always fought, he said. What? I said. Women have always fought, he said. Shaka Zulu had an all-female force of fighters. Women have been part of every resistance movement. Women dressed as men and went to war, went to sea, participated actively in combat for as long as there have been people. I had no idea what to say to this. I had been nurtured in the US school system on the steady diet of the great men theory of history. History was full of great men. I had to take separate women's history courses just to learn about what women were doing while all the men were killing each other. It turned out many of them were governing countries and figuring out rather effective methods of birth control that had sweeping ramifications on the makeup of particular states, especially Greece and Rome. Half the world is full of women, but it is rare to hear a narrative that does not speak of women as the people who have things done to them instead of the people who do things. More often, women are talked about as a man's daughter, a man's wife. I just watched a reality TV show about Alaska bush pilots, where all of the pilots get those little intros about their families and passions. But the single female pilot is given the one line, "Pilot X's girlfriend." It wasn't until they broke up in season 2 that she got her own intro. Turns out she's been in Alaska 4 times longer than the other pilot and hunts fishes and climbs ice walls in addition to being an ace pilot. But the narrative was cannibalistic llama and our eyes glazed over and we stopped seeing her as anything else. Language is a powerful thing and it changes the way we view ourselves and other people in delightful and horrifying ways. Anyone with any knowledge of the military who pays attention to how the media talks about war has likely caught on to this. We don't kill people. We kill targets or Japs or gooks or ragheads. We don't kill 15-year-old boys. We kill enemy combatants. Yes, every boy 15 and over killed in drone strikes now is automatically listed as an enemy combatant. Not a boy, not a child. And when we talk about people, we don't really mean men and women. We mean people and female people. We talk about American novelists and American women novelists. We talk about teenage coders and lady teenage coders. And when we talk about war, we talk about soldiers and female soldiers. Because this is the way we talk. When we talk about history and use the word soldiers, it immediately erases any woman doing the fighting. It comes as no surprise that the folks excavating Viking graves did not bother to check whether the graves they dug up were male or female. There were graves with swords in them. Swords are for soldiers. Soldiers are men. It was years before they thought to even check the actual bones of the skeletons. Instead of just saying, "Sword means dude," and realize their mistake. Women fought too. In fact, women did all sorts of things we think that they did not do. In the Middle Ages, they were doctors and sheriffs. In Greece, they were, sod it. Listen, Foz Meadows does a better job with all the linky links for those who desire proof. There's a link here. You can click on it. Let's just put it this way. If you think there's anything women did not do in the past, you're wrong. Women now and then even made a habit of peeing standing up. They wore dildos. So even things the funny haha folks immediately raise a hand to say like, it's impossible women did X. Well, they did it. Intersex women and trans women too have fought and died, often misgendered and forgotten in the ranks of history. And let us remember, when we speak about women and men as if they're immutable, somehow historical categories, that there are those who have always lived and fought in the seams between things. But none of these things fit our narrative. What we want to talk about are women in one capacity, their capacity as wife, mother, sister, daughter to a man. I see this in fiction all the time. I see it in books and TV. I hear it in the way people talk. All those cannibal llamas. It makes it really hard for me to write about llamas who are not cannibals. James tipped. I'm sorry, I'm going to read the whole thing. Is anyone bored? If you're bored, let me know. If you're bored, let me know. I'll stop. But I want to read this whole thing because I think it is important. I think it's very important. I will share the link also, but I want to read the whole thing. James Tiptree Jr. has a very interesting story called The Women Men Don't See. I read it when I was 20, and I admit I had a difficult time understanding what the fuss was all about. This was their story, but this wasn't the story. We are stuck for the full narrative inside the head of a man who does very little, who's traveling with a woman and her daughter. Like the man, of course, we as readers don't see them. We don't realize that they are, in fact, the heroes of the story until it is over. This was the man's story after all. This was his narrative. It's his story we are a part of. They were just passing objects, some NPCs in his limited landscape. We don't see them. When I was 16, I wrote an essay about why women should remain barred from combat in the US military. I found it recently while going through some old papers. My argument for why women should not be in combat was because war was terrible and families were important. And with all these men dying in war, why would we want women to die too? That was my entire argument. Women shouldn't go to war because, like men do now, they would die there. I got an A. I often tell people I am the biggest self-aware misogynist I know. I was writing a scene last night between a woman general and a man she helped put on the throne. I started writing in some romantic tension and realized how lazy that was. There are other kinds of tension. I made a passing reference to sexual slavery, which I had to cut. I nearly had him use a gendered slur against her. I growled at the screen. He wanted to help save her child. No, her brother, okay? She was going to betray him. Okay, he had some wives who died. No, close advisors, friends, maybe someone just left him. Even writing about societies where there is very little sexual violence or no sexual violence against women, I find myself writing in the same tired tropes and motivations. Well, this is a bad guy. I need something traumatic to happen to this heroine, so I will have him rape her. That was an actual thing I did in the first draft of my first book, which features a violent society where women outnumber men 25 to 1, because of course, it's what you do. I actually watched a TV show recently that was supposedly about this traumatic experience a young girl went through, but was in fact simply tossed in so that the two male characters in the show could fight over it and argue about which of them was at fault because of what happened to her. It was the most flagrant erasure of female character and experience that I had seen in some time. She is literally in the room with them while they fight about it, revealing all those character things about them while she sort of fades into the background. We forget what the story is about. We erase women in our stories too, in our own lives, our powerful, forthright, intelligent, terrifying people. Women stab and maim and kill and lead and manage and own and run. We know that. We experience it every day. We see it. But this is our narrative. Two men fighting loudly in a room and a woman snuffling in a corner. Okay, I just realized this is extremely long. No, actually, it's not that long. But you get the idea. I'll share the link in the chat. And it goes on to give you more examples also. So, yeah, I've shared the link in the chat. You can read it. Okay. In the meantime, Connecting Artist, thank you for the 29 rupees super sticker. Sachin, thank you for the 100 rupees super sticker. Videos, thank you for the Canadian dollars 10. If being a Sikh separatist justifies extrajudicial killing, that necessarily means a Hindu nationalist is being a separatist. RAW carried out assassination of Hindu ethno-nationalists when? I'm avoiding commenting about this issue. Sorry, but I'm avoiding until things become more clear. Bhagoda Billa says, China's got a couple of punching llamas. I hear they're going to roll them out once the lying one leaves the stage, apparently. Raj Babel says, please share this article's link in description. Barnali says, Taranga, my answer is that all those male scientists or male toolmakers were born by women only. Women who waste their egg cell carried them for 9 strenuous months and risked their lives. Barnali, the point is that, yes, you're right. But it is also true that all the things that they're doing were also done by women. Every single one of them. We just wash over the whole part of history, which would prove that women have done as much, if not more, for humanity than men have. Rohan says, extrajudicial killing isn't done by Banana Republic, but only a Banana Republic demeans their citizens if they talk about this being wrong. Taranga says, not at all bored. Keep going. Keep going. No, please reading. Keep going. This reading got interesting. Yes, bored. Okay, Raj was bored. Not bored. Interesting. Taranga says, didn't understand what you're asking. Okay, anyway. I shared the link. You guys can read it now. Carl Sagan says, how many of you guys know Mary Wollstonecraft? I do. Taranga says, oh wait, I just understood Barnali. Yes, good responses. If women can't use technology, mostly not wholly made by men, then why men are using egg cells and uterus for women to exist? Why not just sperms from men, according to their own logic? Can't see the link. The one that says aidenmohar.com. I shared it on YouTube as well as Twitch. But anyway, we are at the 1 hour, 12 minute mark. Meghnad's stream has already started. I will leave you guys now and remind you that you can support this channel by becoming a member, sending a super chat, or sending me money directly by UPI at vimo@upi, vimoh@upi. If you do that, I'll get all the money instead of the platform taking a cut. There's also Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. And there is also my own website at www.vimo.in, where there is a support button that you can click to support the channel. Now go over to Meghna's channel and watch his live stream. Until next time, the next time I'll see you will be on Saturday, when I'll be taking callers. So until then, please take care of yourself and good night.